The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Are you well, Katie Grimerson?
Yes, I'm very well, Alex.
Welcome back to Lincoln. I know you like your Birmingham base, but it's nice to have you back in Lincoln.
Yeah, it is nice to be back. It is
just, I mean, you know, basically Cameron is never the same when you're not there in physicality. Isn't that right, Cameron?
Right, yeah, yes.
Exactly. And Ed, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. Yeah. In fact, better than that.
Better,
good.
Very good.
I'm good.
Mike Dooley coming up in the show later on. It's the only way forward. Rosie.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello, Alex.
It's
when long time no see.
Well, quite literally. But there we are. So, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much.
I say welcome back. You've never actually been here before.
I've never been here before.
When we first started broadcasting, this was just a toxic waste dump. That makes you think, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Was it?
It was. But here we are, all sorted through. And we have that legend that is Cameron Tilbury from Maple Star Music and Media, who every week brings us a top Nashville tune.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's time for me.
I think it is time for you.
Okay.
It is, Cameron. Go on. Go on. Get your chance.
Yeah. This lady we just started working with, and she's just about to embark on a European tour later this month. She'll be doing Italy and a few other places throughout Europe, Ireland, and she's going to be making a couple stops in the UK too. She'll be in Manchester. We're hoping to get her some London dates, and if we have her coming close to you, we'll be sure to let you know. This is Colleen Loy on Siren FM.
And relax. Katie Grimerson, what did you make of Million Dollar View?
Very mellow.
Very mellow.
Yeah. Chilled out.
Chilled out. Mellow and chilled out.
She's got a very nice voice.
Very nice.
I liked her voice very much.
Yeah. And Ed, in the key of?
E major. Reminding me very strongly of Amy Grant and Big Yellow Taxi.
Amy Grant
slower.
And Big Yellow Taxi.
There was a bit of that in there.
Yeah.
I hadn't realised, Cameron, until I actually received on the Southside Broadcasting Facebook page here, of course, the Midweek Drive's Facebook page, Midweek Drive Southside Broadcasting, there is indeed a Legs & Co fan page. And 20 hours ago, somebody actually put it on this whole thing. I can't wait to hear the wonderful Rosie Langhorne tomorrow. They've never said that about you, Cameron. I don't know why, but, you know, it's only a matter of time, surely. However...
Yeah. And don't call me Shirley.
No way. Here we have Michael Barfoot, I believe. They were the day's top of the pops dancers. They were, actually. So, have you ever seen this, Rosie? Because
I've never seen it.
So far, there are 100 people who like the Legs & Co fan page.
It is unbelievable. I cannot believe anything
souls,
is like that out there.
Well, there you go.
I don't know what planet I'm on, but obviously not on this one.
Obviously, we appreciate the whole routines. I mean, I'm sure... Katie, would you like to like the Legs & Co fan page?
I will do.
And because you'd be taking part in a routine in the show later on today.
Don't put any pressure on her, Alex. She's nervous.
No, apparently, this is a fan page dedicated to Legs & Co. The top of the papers...
Freudian slip there, Alex.
I've often felt that what the Vatican needed was more... Go-go dancers. No, let's go into a routine. The Top of the Pops dancers from the 21st of October 1976 to the 29th of October 1981. The dancers are Lulu Cartwright, Sue Men Hennick, the very first interviewee. Patty Hammond, Pauline Peters, Jill Clark, and Rosemary Hetherington. Pauline left the group on the 19th of March 81 and was replaced by Anita Chalamar on the 28th of May 1981. Is that all correct?
37 years ago, Alex.
Good heavens. Yeah.
And so it must have been 37 years, or maybe 34 years ago when we first met.
Yeah.
And you came to the BBC Television Centre in White City.
Yep.
And interviewed Sue Men Hennick to start with.
Yeah.
And then somehow I got roped into it as well.
I've never
looked back, Alex.
We've been through so much, Rosie, in so many ways. You know, my pronunciation of Rosemary for 24 years, you know, it's amazing.
Just telling you that it should be Rosemary.
It's all very important. Cameron, I can see you're bonding with us now across the whole thing. Because at the same time as we were doing this, you were probably broadcasting across Canada, was that right?
Could have been, yeah, early 80s,
Yep, you see, that's it. So, Rosie will be questioning you now on such things like, what exactly do you do, Cameron?
Hello, Cameron.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Rosie.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello, Cameron. What time is it over there?
It is 11:15 in the morning.
Oh, of course, because you're behind. Yes, yeah. And it's so it's 5:15 here.
Yeah.
So we're sort of ending our day, and you're just about to start it.
Yeah, well, we're just about to go to the Country Music Association Hall of Fame luncheon thing. So that always makes a nice break in the day.
So what does that mean, Cameron? Did you say luncheon? You're going to lunch.
They announced the nominees or the people that would be inducted into the Hall of Fame earlier today, and they're just having a lunch for all the CMA members to come and kind of meet them and
fantastic.
Make a big deal out of it. Yeah.
And do you own? Are you Mr. Maple Star Music?
Yes, ma'am. I am Maple Star Music, and Media is my day.
Yes,
my
ma'am.
I love that. Yes, ma'am. I sure am. Cameron, how exciting! So, how long have you had Maple Star Music?
We actually started the company in England about almost 3 years ago, and as a different name. And we just this year we formally changed it to Maple Star Music and Media, partially because I'm from Canada and my wife is from Texas, so Maple Leaf and Lone Star together.
Oh yes, what a good idea! And what was the company called before?
Just Cameron Tilbury Publicity, so it was...
Exciting, but not quite as exciting as Maple Star Music and Media.
Exactly. And who have passed through your wonderful
It's not
music?
Like a conduit to greatness, although maybe it is.
We've had a number of great artists that we've worked with. Most of them have been from Canada. We're an international company now, so we have UK artists. Not just artists, but we represent... rock photographer Nick Elliott in North America, and Nick's probably one of the top rock photographers on the planet.
Oh, wow.
We also represent a TV personality actress here in Nashville, and with me right now is one of the guys that we represent, and that is singer-songwriter Seth Alley.
Seth is there. You can't let Seth just sort of step away without saying hi. And I mean, Seth went through agony, I believe, when we couldn't find his track over the Myathon. So
yeah. Well, do you want to say hello to him?
I think we should.
I'll put him on quickly.
Let's go with
it. Okay, here you go, Alex.
Okay, Seth Alley. Hello and welcome to the Midweek Drive, that part of Lincolnshire that brings a little bit of culture to the world. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you? Well,
we're very good. Ed, Seth Alley on the line. Isn't that exciting?
It is very, very good to speak to you again, Seth.
And we will play. We will get some more Seth tunes together before too long. Now, Seth, what are your views on dancers in general?
On what?
Dancers.
Dancers?
Yes, as in dancers, as in people who dance and interpret sort of musical tunes and things.
I'm not sure what my views are on dancers, really.
Because I'm thinking, Seth, do you ever have any backing dancers in the videos, Seth, or have we not gone to that stage as yet?
We haven't gone to that stage yet. I've not thought that far ahead of the game.
Well, we will work on that, Seth, for you, and hopefully get something sorted, won't we, Rosie? You know,
yeah.
You can get a team together, Nashville Rockettes or something.
Yes, absolutely.
The Midweek Drive team.
Yeah.
The Midweek Drivettes.
Oh, yes. That's very good. Like that. Yeah. Well done, Katie. That's a good name. Genius.
I think we're working there. Seth, is Cameron behaving himself? I mean, I don't mean that in a strange way. I mean, is he a safe driver? Lord, it's early in the day.
He's a pretty safe driver.
Right. And he has actually pulled over now whilst he's been taking this call, I presume.
Yes.
Good. That's all right. I just wanted to check that, Seth, because when you've got talent such as yourself, you don't want to have somebody who's actually doing an interview whilst driving along in Canada. It could be, Ed would be beside yourself, wouldn't you, Ed? Really?
I would worry myself for a long time over there.
It would be good. When are you coming over here, Seth? That's what we need to know. Your England public and Great Britain wish to actually have more Seth Alley. When are you going to make your way over here?
Hopefully soon. It'd be nice to make the trip out and play and perform. Not sure when, though.
So, I'm going to throw this at you, Seth. Do you want Sarah Y or Naturally? That's the choice of Seth Alley Genius that Mr. Computer has thrown up now to take us round to Mike Dooley. Sarah Y or Naturally, which one would you like us to go with?
Go with Naturally.
I think that's nice. I think that's good. Seth, it's been a delight of almost unparalleled proportions. Katie's going to ask you those last two questions. Go, Katie.
Cameron and Seth, have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Good, definite,
seamless.
Directed, exactly.
And can we look forward to connecting with you in the near future?
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're
saying.
It's a
Birmingham accent. Can we look forward to connecting with you in the very near future, Seth? And
Cameron? Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
Seth Alley, Cameron Tilbury, their return. Here's Seth Alley, naturally, on Siren 107.3. That would be FM. Bye-bye, guys. Might be sending Ed out to actually reach Mike Dooley. It's very bizarre. It's one of those things, Ed, so I shall pass the numbers through to you. Meanwhile, Katie, what sort of tune do you think that Rosie should sort of choreograph for you? I mean, is there any particular popular music tune? I mean, you're quite a classic sort of popular music, so I mean,
Alex, I think it would have to be 70s.
You think it would have to be? Do you think it's 70s? It's a bit of what Katie was even thought about, really.
Katie, would you like to dance?
80s? Tears for Fears.
Cheers.
Yeah, you see, it was a little bit after our time, We went up until 1981.
Yeah.
Which I still think was
Sound and Vision,
disco.
David Bowie.
Mm.
No.
We did do a Bowie one.
Yes, you did. Sound and Vision.
For my 21st birthday.
My word. There we are.
Upper Hill Backwards.
Oh, bright.
Look at me, plucking all those years.
Very impressed, yes. That's very good.
That's a good one, but that's a bit serious.
A bit serious, yeah, that's right. Anything else springs to
mind?
Do you
think of anything 70s?
David Soul, Silver Lady? Just throw that in there.
Bee Gees?
Oh.
Bee Gees, we did
lots of Bee Gees.
Nice one, Katie.
It was very good.
Load of Bee Gees.
Of course, this is making the decision for Nicola Clancy. It's Gary. Eric, if she's listening to this as she comes in, who knows what could be happening. Now, let's see. Currently, in terms of Mr. Computer and the Bee Gees, we have Jive Talk. Tragedy, of course, was the one where you were marionettes,
classic.
I believe.
Yes,
classic.
Clowns. Normal people.
To be precise. Yeah, clowns.
We were clowns.
Very good. You Should Be Dancing, Staying Alive. How Deep is Your Love? Night Fever. Those are the ones that Mr. Computer has as far as the Bee Gees are actually concerned. Yeah, those. I mean, what would your mum like, Katie? You know? Quick hello to Sharon.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
So I don't know. I'll see. Well, I mean, this is just to obviously set the scene. And if Natalie Tuck is actually listening, she can obviously get herself psyched up as well. Because I mean, clearly we might have to play it now just to get a flavour into. Now, Michael Jackson, Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, One More Chance, The Girl Is Mine, Man in the Mirror, Rock With You, Heal the World. These
rock
are all
80s. You, we did.
Rock With You, Rockin' Robin, Rock With You. Yes, we do have Rock With You. Shall we play that now whilst we try and get Mike Dooley with us?
Yes, good idea.
There you go. And Liz Brewer will be coming up as well. Splendid. Here's Michael Jackson. Shortly to be immortalised in a Rosie Langhorne choreographed dance for Katie Grimason and you at home, dear listener, and anybody online as well. You know, it just works the way through. The camera's working, Ed.
Yes, I notice I'm excluded from this. I've not said anything.
What do you think, Rosie? I mean,
I
you know.
Buddies in with me. Exactly. I know this isn't a solo show.
Exactly.
Ed, come in. Look, while we talk, look, I'm rolling them both in.
Yeah, very good. I'm very impressed. Yeah, we are. You see, also there.
Can we wait?
Fantastic.
There
Mike Dooley up very shortly. Hopefully, if the universe permits.
Katie Grimason, Birmingham's gift to the galaxy, on the midweek drive for Siren FM and more.
Phil Linus, of course, will be on the Midnight Drama LA slot tomorrow morning. That's 8 a.m. because Lily Holliman will be joining us in Phil Linus's normal part or normal place when it's 9:30 in Los Angeles. And we'll be sharing us her own views of how the show's going. And hopefully we'll be taking part in this dance routine. Now, is there anything, Rosie, that the audience and Katie needs to be aware of? Maybe Ian as well. He might be brought in as the kind of contemporary answer to Floyd, perhaps. You know, we can almost go sort of like Ruby Flipper.
Ian, come in for a minute. Just because they need to see you on the webcam. Look, here's Ian, everyone. Give him a wave.
Yay.
I still think I'm on television.
It's very good.
I still can't quite get used to the radio thing. Just see where I did that? Straight away, camera,
it's great. It's fantastic. Yep. That's why we love you, Rosie. That's the important thing. Crucial stuff, that. Yeah. Anyway.
I think Ian should be part of the little routine we're going to do later.
Are you up for a bit of dance?
Fabulous.
A bit of sort of fantastic.
Ian knew quite a lot, or remembers quite a lot of our routines.
He did indeed, yes. Yeah.
37 years ago, Katie.
37 English years.
I had to ask Katie, I said, you wouldn't know who on earth I am. I said, but how old is your mum? I won't say what she said, but she's at a certain age, and of course she would have remembered me. So I said, so, you know. There's a certain age group out there that will remember.
Yes, indeed. Pass on to Ed, if you'd like to just come around here and see the numbers that are actually down on the list there for Mike Dooley. We're not going to give up on Mike. We never do. The universe doesn't. Why should we? We'll see what actually happens there. Meanwhile, it looks highly likely as though, you know, Mike has not been able to connect with us, so we may well be going to Liz Brewer slightly earlier than we'd anticipated. But to go back to that original question, is there anything that Ian, Katie, Nicola, you know, the listener, needs to be aware of? Do they need to loosen up?
They've got to limber up. They've got to warm up.
The warm up.
Yes, yeah. We need to stretch some, you know, ankle muscles and feet muscles.
Where's this going from? I don't know.
We're going to be performing on the webcam.
All the one. Yes. There will be widescreen.
I haven't told Katie this.
No.
But I could maybe tell her now.
I think so, yeah. It's good.
You're about a size 10. We've got a little size 10 costume that we'd like you to wear. It's loosely based on what we wore 37 years ago.
Or didn't wear.
Let's be honest, Alex.
When I went into the dressing room for that first ever interview, it was an eye-opener to me, I can tell you.
Rubbish.
And that was John Lennon starting over. It was nice, you know, very good. Anyway. So it goes. Just talking about Sue Menhennick's love of the chocolate oranges, but there we are. It's a different line entirely. We'll progress then. So we're sorted out for that. Katie, you've got that in your hand. Everything else is done.
We're going to warm up. We're going to limber up.
Limber up.
Make sure. Katie doesn't look very happy about this at all, actually.
I don't know what's coming.
Well, no, I know.
Good stuff, Katie.
It's the fear of the unknown that's always the thing.
It's always. But you've got to feel the fear and then do it anyway.
Now, who wrote that? Who read that?
Various motivational people have actually worked through that. Very good. How's it going, chaps?
May have an extra zero.
They're going to try an extra zero.
Does Liz know that she may be on very soon?
I think Liz does know. She's sorted. You know, she's coped with it. There's always something that we work through on that basis, and we will continue to do so. Katie, musical choice. I think you deserve one. Anything you'd like us to dig out for yourself?
Been listening to the 80s lately, so Tears for Fears.
I thought, Tears for Fears.
Now, everybody wants to
rule the world.
Rule the world.
Yeah, there we are. I think
it's been getting me through my uni work.
Oh, it's a fabulous song.
Exactly. And Katie, almost at the end of the second year, almost two English years since she stepped through the threshold.
Wow.
Exactly. It's quite rightly so. And of course, difference being within Katie's case, she will rule the world.
Hi, this is Mike Dooley visiting London to teach playing the Matrix. And while I'm in the UK, I always listen to Siren FM.
Tears for Fears, Mike Dooley-esque mix there, the remix version, because actually everybody does rule the world. We all have our own world and we rule it, don't we, Mike Dooley?
We do, Alex. We do. Thoughts become things.
Choose the good ones. Jambo, Mike.
Jambo, great to be with you again.
Well, we have got a terrific triumvirate of folk in the studio as ever. First of all, we have to ask you, since we regularly, in fact, Ed will attest to this, so will the listener, we were so impressed with the 25 little thoughts from the universe you recorded for, of course, our grand Myathon when you went off to Mexico to sort out the Mexican scenarios there. We, of course, were saving the world, Mike, as you appreciate. People were saying, what, you know, Myathon, end of the world, what does that mean? You said, well, if we hadn't done that Myathon, what would have happened then, you know? So we like to feel we saved the world collectively, Mike. You know, you and me. That's the crucial thing.
We did. It's all how you take it and how you look at it. And that's one of the most powerful tools that we all have, the choice of perception. So I choose to agree with you. We are all here thanks to our concerted efforts.
Yeah, precisely. And you're heading off to Manchester shortly, where certainly Ed and myself will be joining you. I think we'll be joined as well by at least one other soul. But in the studio, we have Rosemary Langhorne. Now, Rosemary is a former singer, dancer, ace tutor, general wonderful person. Ed and Katie know what I'm just revealing to yourself and the dear listener, Mike. Rosemary was probably one of our very first interviewees and she's still on the team, Mike. And this is after how many years, Rosie?
37.
37 English years.
Oh, my
A long time ago, Mike. Very long time ago.
I mean, we go back about 9, 10 years, Mike, a decade, various other bits and pieces. But Rosie, well, she was inspiring me even before that in one's own universal way. But Rosie, you've never encountered the universe today, the totally unique thoughts you were saying,
no.
Mike. So
no.
Over to you then. Questions for Mike, please.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Rosemary.
Oh, how are you?
Thrilled, happy, excited to be talking to you.
And that's crucial to say, even if you're in Florida and you're having to cope with yet another day of sunshine and yet another day of challenges. And I mean, you know, come on.
It's sunny here, though, Alex.
And don't forget, Mike, Manchester is only a week and a half away.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. I can't wait. I'm always welcomed warmly in the UK. In all seriousness, my mother is British, and well, there's no obvious connection to the reason why I'm welcome there, but I'm thankful that in the UK, whether Manchester or London or Liverpool once before, I get a great turnout, and there's a lot of receptivity to the ideas I share about my view that we are deliberate creators, that we can live the life that we dream of if we understand the mechanics of life.
Wow, Mike, that sounds amazing, actually. Do you have a book, Mike? Or
does he have a book?
I'm sorry. I don't know very much about Mike. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Mike. The induction course we normally provide for all of our co-presenters, Mike,
that's
clearly
okay.
slipped.
I have no ego, so I'm happy to say I have 8 books with a new one coming out on Monday, but that one will be a child's book, and we're so excited about it. But I have 2 New York Times bestsellers. I have audio programs, DVDs. And a whole list of things that kind of support and have captured what I've been sharing full time for the last 13 years.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And how did you come about these thoughts and these books?
You know, I think there's much more to life, and I'm not the first to say this, than we realize with our physical senses, including agendas, although without limiting ourselves. I do believe that we are eternal beings. Every church agrees with me. I have always wondered, though, how and why we got here to the point of it being painful in my late teenage years and early 20s. And unbeknownst to me, when we wonder these things and we contemplate the meaning of life, the meaning of our own lives and what's possible for us, we attract answers to us. This is the law of attraction, although that sounds quite trite. There is this energy out there, like does attract like, and if you have a question, the answer is being pressed to you by the metaphysics, the science of life, and the answers are, life is beautiful, we are powerful, our thoughts become things where the eyes and the ears of the divine. And once those answers finally land at home, although shocking at first and confusing and seemingly blasphemous, I then set out to live this stuff. And I did it conventionally as a Price Waterhouse chartered tax accountant in the Middle East, in New York, in Boston, then as an entrepreneur, and now the last decade as a teacher. It's been within me and it's within all of us. I just help people release what's already there, their connection to the truth.
That's amazing. So, Mike, really, you're saying that the answers are out there, but you help people ask the questions, because sometimes we don't even know what we want to know, do we? Is that right?
Well, we don't, because we think it's so complicated and we think life's a test and that we're being judged and that it's hard and people are mean and it'll make sense one day, but it can't make sense yet, otherwise somebody would have made sense of it for us, and therefore it's all in how you take it. Well, how you take it is a large part of life, but it neglects the fact that we're simultaneously making it, and it is simple, and the answers are there if we have the courage or the naivety or the audacity to ask the hard questions, which we have heretofore passed on to others in our society, in our culture, be them religious, be them traditions or mores, and we've not asked these questions that do have easy answers.
Yes. Yeah.
Katie, we introduced you to Mike, obviously, a wee while ago. As his sort of positivity, because I know Phil Lynn has also channeled a lot in terms of, you know, we gave you that little coaching session in terms of the... How has it affected yourself in terms of, you know, this kind of inspirational side of things?
Well, I've just learned that you have to get on with life and not worry about stuff, like silly stuff, because I worry about everything and anything, and I've learned not to do that and just get on with it. Like, I just get on with my work now and just do it.
Bravo.
Absolutely. Well done, Katie. And I've got a 16-year-old, 16-year-old daughter, who absolutely, we must talk about this later, Katie, she worries about everything, everything. That is so inspirational, Katie.
That's an inborn trait that we generally all have. I mean, I can remember as a teenager thinking something was wrong with me. I had worry lines on my hands, and I used to worry about everything, and I think that's okay. What we need to be told is that that is okay, but when you know the truth, and no one is more than a breath away from the truth, that we are inclined to succeed, that there is a greater hand involved in all of our affairs, not one that decides things for us. We're not subjected to anything. We're part co-creator to everything that happens, good, bad, and otherwise. And when you start to kind of get this, and you realize you're inclined to succeed, then you can... just as was said, you can get on with it, and you can stop feeling like, oh gosh, I turned left 3 years ago, and I could have turned right, and the whole arc of my life has changed forever, and did I make the right decision, and I don't know, and what happens if there's another... It's like, look, it's going to be okay. We're eternal, and we're not alone. The universe, vis-a-vis its divine GPS guidance, will always find the new, shortest, quickest way to our unending happiness. And so there are no wrong turns, and everything adds to who we are, and this diminishes the worrying, and it makes it possible to enjoy the journey that we've long been told to finally enjoy.
Ed, I mean, again, I introduced you to Mike's things. You're joining me on this location, which Mike, there's press packages, etc. It's truly wonderful. What are your thoughts?
I think what I've learned from my thought for the day that arrives at 9:30 every morning is that we're all part of this together, aren't we? And sometimes when things don't go very well, that's all part of the big plan, and that's very much part of everybody's life, and we just go with the flow, I think.
Yeah, beautifully put. Go with the flow, but don't lose sight of the fact that the flow that's coming tomorrow, we have a vote in, so to speak, and that vote can be expressed by the thoughts we choose, the daydreams we entertain, the words we choose, and of course, so importantly, the baby steps we take. But absolutely, I'm 100% thrilled to hear the wisdom coming from Siren FM.
as always, I mean, we've been working so hard, Mike, it's important to work through that, but also addressing that whole factor. Mike, as ever, an absolute delight. We're going to play just a little smidgen of, obviously, one of the 25 thoughts, which, as I was saying at the beginning, so popular when we use them on the hour, every hour for the marathon. We actually wrap up the shows as well with them today. This is number 11.
The secret behind miracles is that the one performing them begins without any knowledge whatsoever of exactly how they will succeed. Yet still, they begin. When you move, I move the universe. Once again, taking action saves the day.
Take those baby steps, that's the important thing. Mike, it's been fantastic as ever. Ed, last two questions for Mike Dooley, please, at this moment.
Mike, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the midweek drive this afternoon?
I have, Ed. Thank you.
And very much looking forward to meeting you a week from Saturday. But can we look forward to connecting with you on the radio soon?
Again, I mean, you're a regular feature in many ways, really. I mean,
absolutely. I love the space you have created for me, Ed, Alex, Rosemary. It was a pleasure today, as always, and I look forward to many more.
There you go. Mike Dooley will return.